Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make the Earth a much better place. During the first hour, I interviewed a fascinating gentleman named Jim Mars. He's one of America's most famous journalists. He has so much honesty and integrity, and he's written well over a dozen to 15 different books on all kinds of things, including UFOs, extraterrestrial life, and the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And I'm so happy he'll be coming as a speaker to my Galactic Wisdom Conference here in Olympia, Washington on March 10, 11, and 12. The website for the conference is at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And the first day on Friday, March 10th, is free, and then the other 2 days are $197. In addition to that, after the conference is on March 14th and 15th, I will also be bringing in a Dr. Yoshi, who is the world's most famous vibrational healer from Tokyo, Japan. Dr. Yoshi uses special machines which adjust people's vibrations to help with almost any physical or spiritual condition. He's an amazing man, and his machines will also be on sale, and will also be giving treatments then too. So if you're interested, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Also, very quickly, 1 week from today, I'll be at both Michiko Hayashi and I will be at the LAX Hilton in beautiful Los Angeles at the Mind Body Expo there. Michiko will be giving a presentation sponsored by the mayor's office of the city of Los Angeles on messages from water from the wonderful Dr. Masaru Emoto and how that can help children. The event will take place on Saturday, February 11th at the Apex Academy at 1309 North Wilton Place in Los Angeles from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free, and I hope you can all come. She'll be with a wonderful speaker named Mabel Katz. Mabel used to be the assistant and partner of Dr. Len Hugh, who used the Ho'oponopono prayer to help people in Hawaii and elsewhere around the world. I will also be giving presentations there as well at the LAX Hilton from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Mind Body Spirit Conference there. And so I hope you can all come. With that, I'd like to bring on my good friend Carolyn White, who will be talking about the conference coming up in March for a few minutes, and then we'll go on to my next guest, Billy Fay Woodard of the Hollow Earth. Carolyn, hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
Oh, good afternoon, Ted, and good afternoon to all your listeners. I'm just doing quite well, and I think you need to take a sip of water.
Okay. Well, one thing, I'll take a sip of water, but one thing I want to do to make sure I don't forget is that I know the power of prayer from Dr. Emoto's work and from my work with Michiko Hayashi, that the power of prayer is very important. And what I'd like to do is to say some prayers now, ask everyone around the world who's listening to send lots of love and light to Michiko's mom. She had a stroke here a few weeks ago, and I know your good thoughts and prayers have helped her so much. And if you could let's just spend a minute just visualizing lots of love and lights and being sent to Michiko Hayashi's mother in Japan. I know it'll really help. She had a stroke, but she is feeling better, and I know that your love and light will really help us. So just spend a few seconds visualizing lots of love and light to her mom so she'll feel better.
Excellent. I can feel the love and the golden light around her. And let's just take a minute or two. Anybody that is in any of your listeners' lives, mm-hmm. just extend that love and that golden healing light to them as well.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. And, you know, it's been a while since I've done this, but I was asked several years ago to do this special prayer that Dr. Emoto loved for the people and children of Fukushima and the Emoto Peace Project. And I'd like to just do this quickly now. It's only about four lines. And when you say it, please send lots of love and light to the people and children of Fukushima area. The reactors there are still a problem, although a lot of the radiation has been cleaned up by the Galactic Alliance. But the message I got several years ago is that they wanted us to to take a hand in that and help with the cleanup. And we can do that just through our simple prayers. So what I'd like to do is just to say this simple little prayer. And if you could say it after me, water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And let's do it twice more again, sending this lots of love and light to the people and children of Fukushima as well as to the Moto Peace Project. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And let's do it one more time. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And we appreciate your support so much for the Moto Peace Project. For more information about the wonderful things that the Moto Peace Project does, please go to their website at either www.emotopeaceproject.me or emotopeaceproject.net. That's E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.me or .net. And with that, let's talk about our conference coming up. Carolyn, that's in March 10, 11, and 12, as well as March 14th and 15th with Dr. Yoshi coming in from Tokyo, Japan.
That's right, and it's going to be at Harmony Hall, and that's in Olympia, 9101 Steilacoom Road Southeast. And if you go to the website, the WWW Galactic Wisdom Conference, that's all one word, galacticwisdomconference.com, there are directions to get to this lovely facility, and that's why it's called Harmony Hall.
Right, right.
And there will be, there's an excellent lineup of speakers, which are posted on the website. There will be vendors there as well. We'll have Crystal Voyage Bookstore is going to have a table there with books of a lot of the by a lot of the presenters. Jerry and I will be there with Aura and Chakra Photos. There will be a lady there that Grace Starr will
Great
be there
lady.
With her beautiful crystals and wire wrapping. There's other vendors that are going to be there too. And the thing is that if you want to learn about vibrational medicine, the HALO machine, there's an opportunity that you don't want to miss because, this information is available if you go to Japan. Well, Ted is bringing it here to North America, to Washington State, where we can learn from the preeminent expert on the HALO machines and how to use them and what can be done to help everybody raise to a higher vibrational level, attain better health, because when we're healthy, we're happy. When we're happy, then we are not feeding all this negative energy and pain and anxiety
right.
to the entities, the beings that live off of this negativity. So just a marvelous chance to see Dr. Yoshi and to learn from him and to see this the HALO machines in operation.
And just real briefly, not only that, but you'll also be able to meet Michiko Hayashi, the wonderful director of the Moto Peace Project, Emma Louise Hansen, who is an Andromeda contactee, who will give messages about the New Earth, Scott Lemriel, the author of the Sayre's Agenda, Paul Hellier, the former Canadian Defense Minister and author of books about ET contact. Carolyn will be there. Teresa Carroll, a wonderful local psychic and medical intuitive. Jim Mars will be there. Simon Parks will be there as well, coming to us from live from England. Alfred Weber will be there as well from Vancouver, beautiful Vancouver, Canada. Billy Faye Woodard will be there. Robbie Holtz, who's a fantastic Aboriginal healer, will be there. Tony Rodriguez, who was 20 years in the space program, would also be participating as well. So this is a very unique event, and I hope you can all come on. The first day, Friday, March 10th, is free. So you can come down and meet the people there and meet the vendors. Paul Hellier will be giving a presentation late that afternoon as well. And then, of course, the rest of the conference is $197 or you can also go and come for a day, 2 for $97. But all of that information now is totally updated on the website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And Caroline, I want to thank you so much for coming on today for a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Ted, for having me. And I just also want to mention that there's another presenter, Ted Marr.
Oh, right.
Who is going to be on.
thank you.
And he's doing a presentation on Friday as well, so that's the free day. So come on down, and a beautiful venue, wonderful lineup, just awesome energy. So thank you very much, and we'll see you all at the Galactic Wisdom Conference, March 10th through the 12th, and for the Hollow Sessions on March 14th through 15th.
Thank you so much, Carolyn, for coming on today. And with
Thank you.
Take care, Carolyn. Have a beautiful day. With that, I'd like to bring on my dear friend, Billy Fay Woodard, and his father, Zora, of the Hollow Earth. Billy, hi, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Billy, you have a fascinating background, and people may not realize it who don't know about your background, but you actually, you're from Earth, Billy, but you're not from the surface of the Earth. You're from the Hollow Earth.
Yes.
And you were brought here many years ago, back in the early 50s, and eventually you became the area, the base commander of Area 51 in Nevada.
Yes.
And since that time, you've been working hard in trying to raise consciousness on this planet, and you also channel your wonderful father, Zora, as well.
Well, it's not like a regular channel.
Uh-huh.
It's more switching places.
Okay.
Because basically a channeler sits in a seat and gives out information, and they don't walk around. They basically just sit in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, a trans channel takes on the gets up and walks around too. But the with my father, we simply exchange bodies. He comes into my being, and I go into his being.
Fascinating.
So basically, it's with souls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To bring forth the information.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. And when your father comes into your body, Billy, where does your soul go? Do you switch places with your dad?
I go into his body.
Mm-hmm.
And use his facilities and his body, and he comes into my being and uses my body and facilities.
Fascinating. 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 Well, I would love to bring your father in, if that's okay, if he's available.
Okay. Do you want to pick up where we left off last time around, or what?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to talk about any subjects he'd like to talk about, and you'd like to talk about, too.
Well, what subject would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about the future for humanity, not only in this country, but on the United States, but also the Earth as a whole, and how people can make this planet a better place.
Okay, sure. All right, I'll have my father come through.
Okay.
Wait a few moments.
Okay, thank you.
He'll be here.
All right, thank you so much, Billy.
Indeed, beloved masters.
Sir, it's so good to talk to you again.
And how be you this day?
I'm fine. I'm just fine. It's so good to talk to you.
Indeed.
Well, tell me, Zora, you know, there's been a lot of things going on here in the United States and the planet. What kinds of things do you see for the future for the United States and the world?
I see the United States doing what is termed as getting much more what is called inventive, if you will,
mm-hmm.
When it comes to what is termed as free energy and what is termed as a better diet for eating and things of this nature. Understand, it is best for people to refrain from eating meat, mainly because the meat that they are ingesting is completely injected full of what is called chemicals, which is not good for their body, and what is termed as the meat that they are consuming is what is called GMO fed meats, which is extremely extremely bad for the body, and it shortens the lifespan. So it's best if you're going to consume what is termed meat that you go with what would be termed as the buffalo or what is termed as the ostrich. Those two have given of themselves to be a transitional diet going toward what is termed as vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Now, understand, all the fruits and vegetables upon the earth have all of the nutrients and all of what is called the needed for the body, instead of having nutrition or nutrients from meat. Hmm. So there are certain plants within your growing on the surface that have just as much protein in them as meat does. So, and man was never meant to eat meat. They were always meant to consume what is termed as the vegetables and the fruits that even grow wild in areas, most areas of the world. Hmm. So, to refrain from eating meat allows you to raise your conscious level, allows you to raise your frequencies and your vibrations, and that is extremely important when you are planning or planning your life toward ascension. Mm-hmm. Now, by continuing to consume meat, many people say, "Well, I've been eating meat all my life, and I'm healthy as a horse."
Right.
Well, I can assure you, you are not healthy as a horse. Mm-hmm. Because in your cells are breaking down, even as we speak. As you consume meat and the poisons that go within it, they are destroying the cells of your body, going to the point of not allowing them to regenerate normally.
Hmm. Fascinating.
So eating meat, beef, pork, chicken, poultry, and things of this nature, even down to what would be termed as fish, is all bad for your body.
I remember, pardon me for interrupting, Zora, but last year you told me that people should avoid anything with eyes or a mother.
That's correct. Anything that has eyes or has any being, any creature. Mm-hmm. It has a face. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Has a soul.
Right.
So, when you are partaking of creatures that you are raising, such as cattle and chickens and things of this nature,
right,
you are consuming, in essence, you are consuming part of their soul.
Mm. Fascinating.
And people say, well, only man has the soul. Wrong. Mm-hmm. All creatures upon this earth have a soul. When you partake of them, you are eating your brothers and sisters. Why would you do such a thing?
Interesting. Good point, Zora. I have to tell you, I used to live in India many years ago. And the Hindus believe that when you, for example, eat a cow or a chicken, that when you eat that meat, you're ingesting their emotions of the animal that was killed. And so when you eat, for example, a steak or eat chicken, you're basically ingesting the emotions of the animal when it was killed, and often those emotions aren't very happy. And so that leaves you, that affects you
That's
as well.
Correct. whatever you do to Mother Earth, you are doing it to you as well. Because you and Mother Earth are one. You and Terra are one. You and Gaia are one. So when you consume a plant, indeed, or you consume what is termed meats, you are consuming yourself.
Oh, fascinating.
So people would term that cannibalism. However, understand, fruits and vegetables have the same level of protein as your what is termed as your beef and your meats and things of this nature. There is what is termed in Hollow Earth, there is what is termed as a mimic plant, and in certain areas upon the earth as well, in the mountain regions, such as what is called the Smoky Mountains and the Rockies and things of this nature, the mimic plant grows there as well. Of course, it's not called a mimic plant, it's called something else. But the mimic plant can mimic any flavor that you can program into it or ingest into it.
Interesting.
Such as by eating one of the leaves of the mimic plant, you can ingest what is termed as the flavor of a steak.
Oh, fascinating.
Or the flavor of a chicken, or the flavor of whatever. And it will taste identical to what is termed as whatever you wish are wanting to consume. So you do not need to have, unless you know, people are just so prone to eating meat because they have grown up with it, and they think it is it is acceptable, and it is not. And so another thing that is much very important when it comes to eating foods, you want to consume foods from your region. Let me explain this.
Okay.
When you say you are in New York and you're consuming foods from California, you are consuming the attitudes of the people who packaged the foods. They could have been having an extremely bad day, and you are now having a bad day because you have consumed their attitude as well. So, by eating foods from your own region, it is better for you, more healthier for you, and you, if you were to do this and begin doing this, you would find that your body would become more healthy because you are eating foods from your location, from your region. You have the Pacific region, or you have the Alaskan region. You have the Pacific region. You have the mountain region. You have the central region. You have the eastern region and the Atlantic region. All are different regions. So if you eat food from your regions only, your body will act accordingly and be more healthy.
Interesting.
Because you are consuming the attitudes of the peoples in your region, which in most cases are very good for you.
I want to give you this example, Zora, if I may.
About
a month ago, I saw a post on the internet where our government, the Food and Drug Administration, had allowed in lots of garlic from China, but it's the garlic itself is not natural. It's natural insofar as the fact that it is in fact garlic. But what the Chinese do is they bleach it with bleach, make it look super white. When you treat vegetables like that chemically, and you bring it in from China to the United States, which is about 8,000 to 10,000 miles away, what kind of effect does that have on people here?
Well, it can have adverse effects as well, because of the the way they treat it to make it whiter.
Mm-hmm.
That is not good for you either.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a technique that you can do that you can purify all the foods you eat or drink, such as, water, juices and things of this nature,
sure,
fruits that you eat,
mm-hmm,
even right down to what is termed the ingredients of preparing a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Before you prepare a meal, if you were to treat the ingredients with this technique, you would purify the ingredients as well. So then, when you prepare your meal,
mm-hmm,
and it is cooked and it is put on the plate, because you have purified it beforehand, then it is purified upon consuming it.
Beautiful.
Now, food on your plate, if you go out to a restaurant,
right? Mm-hmm.
The food is already prepared,
right?
So you had no say so in it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you do what is termed the technique that I will instruct you to do or describe to you,
mm-hmm,
and then you will do this, and it will purify the entire plate of food.
Wonderful.
Now, the simple practice or technique to use is, now this is for the people in the Northern Hemisphere. It's different from the South.
Okay.
But on the Northern Hemisphere, above the equator, if you take your right hand, the side of your right hand,
mm-hmm,
and you place it on the table next to your plate of food, and then you take your left hand and you join the last three fingertips and thumb tip together, index finger out straight.
Right.
You bring that on the left side of your plate and tilt your wrist a bit to where the vortex underneath, the opening underneath the thumb, is going through the plate into the palm of your hand.
Okay.
You leave it that way for 1 to 2 minutes.
Okay.
After that time period, first you taste everything on your plate beforehand,
mm-hmm,
before you do this technique.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you do the technique, you retaste the food. Wow. You will find it will taste 100% better.
Wonderful.
Because you have purified it completely.
Mm-hmm.
You have taken all the impurities out of it,
mm-hmm,
and purified it.
Wow.
This is the power that you possess. Everyone walking this planet is either a god or a goddess. Therefore, by knowing this and bringing this into your knowingness, that you are a god or a goddess, depending upon your sexual orientation,
mm-hmm,
then you are a god or goddess. And therefore, you have the power of a god, or the power of a goddess.
Beautiful. Wow, that's
you
amazing.
Have the ability, mm-hmm, to purify all that you consume.
Wonderful.
It comes to fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm,
there has been on different occasions, even my beloved Quasar and Zuraya, when they were traveling, they could not always get the foods that they desired to have,
mm-hmm,
and in some cases what would be done was that the beef would be transformed into bison,
mm-hmm,
or something of that nature, and then in the case of chicken it would be transformed into ostrich.
Sure.
So with this technique that I have explained,
mm-hmm,
and so you can transform the meats into a desired meat that you wish to consume, such as buffalo or ostrich.
Zora, if I may ask a question.
Indeed.
We have GMO foods here in the United States. A lot of people are unhappy with that. Corn, for example, is 96% genetically modified, where in the genes of the corn itself, Zora, you have like Roundup and all this horrible chemicals and carcinogens in the corn itself. Will this technique help purify that, or what effect would that have on GMO foods?
It will purify it.
Really? Wow. Wonderful.
It will take all impurities out of the vegetable,
mm-hmm,
and purify it to where you may consume it safely.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That is how powerful a being that you are.
Mm-hmm.
That is how powerful a god or goddess you are.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
See, people have forgotten who they are. Mm-hmm. They have forgotten what they are.
Right. Right.
And they have been programmed to think otherwise. Mm-hmm. Mankind has been programmed to think that they are limited beings.
That's true.
And that they must be shepherded or led, as it is so termed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And in actuality, you are unlimited beings.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have limitations except those you put upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now understand, as I have said before, you're either God or goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
And so, now, and there are other instances as well. We will not go into that because mm-hmm. that's not important at this time.
Sure.
But it is important for you to realize and know that you can do it.
Beautiful.
Jesus, when he talked to the disciples
mm-hmm.
in Matthew, he said to them, "Marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only believe that you can do it." It is not said that way in the Bible because your Bibles are not written in purity or in a pure state.
Interesting.
It is somewhat corrupted. But anyway, what is called the Dead Sea Scrolls has the original scripture, and it states, "Marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only believe that you can." And also in the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
which God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities." That is also left out of your scriptures, and should never have been, because it took away the meaning, the true meaning of what it meant. God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities,"
mm-hmm.
meaning let's make man as we are.
Beautiful.
And that is exactly how you were created. So you were created to have the same gifts and powers as God.
Wow.
And therefore you have it, but you don't know it. You have been programmed by religion, even by religion,
mm-hmm.
to think otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You are not limited beings.
Right.
You do not need to be led. You are the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You are the gods. You are the goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the quicker you realize this and know it within your being, you will never be sick again.
Beautiful.
You will never be diseased again, because gods cannot be diseased. Gods cannot be sick, and
yeah.
gods are all powerful. They are creators. You are creators. You are co-creators of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And the quicker you realize that, the better off you shall be.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
All of you are very powerful beings.
Mm-hmm.
Let no one tell you otherwise.
Beautiful.
Even your, what is called your so-called institutions of higher education,
mm-hmm.
they teach you that you're limited, and you are not.
Right, right. I know that there's a tremendous spiritual evolution happening now on the surface of the planet, Zora, where the vibrations are rising and a lot of people are on a path to spiritual enlightenment, which is really beautiful. As this process continues, do you think there will become a day where the people of the Hollow Earth will be walking around with us up here on the surface? I'm just curious about your viewpoint.
They are waiting for you to raise your vibrations to that of a full fifth dimensional vibration.
Beautiful.
Once you have done this, they will come to the surface and they will walk with you side by side.
Mm-hmm.
They will teach you the ways that you need to be taught.
Beautiful.
They will remind you of your God selves, and they will show you, in essence, how to recreate the surface of this world,
mm-hmm.
how to create a harmonious world. People in the hollow earth are in complete harmony, complete peace, complete joy. There is no what is called separation of peoples, and there is no governments per se, and there is no what is termed borders to keep you out from going wherever you wish to go.
Beautiful.
And it will be the same with the surface of the earth. Once disclosure has been announced, and it shall be announced very soon. Once it has been announced, then what is termed the mentors will be free to come to the earth. Well, they are on the earth now, but they have not been given release to go out and into the byways and highways and to teach the mentor the people.
Mm-hmm.
They have not been given that leeway yet. But when they are, when disclosure is announced and the realization that you are not alone, that you are not, have never been alone, and that you have brothers and sisters from other star galaxies and systems that are walking side by side with you even now.
Beautiful.
You have them in your world right now. You have even met some.
Hmm. Wow.
And I'm speaking of you. You have met some.
Oh, thank you.
And one entity from, I believe it is Japan, speaks the language of the extraterrestrial beings.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And you have met with her. Mm-hmm. And there are others. But the important thing for you to know is this, that you, everyone listening to this call, are gods and goddesses. You are not limited beings. You are infinite beings.
Beautiful.
You are powerful beings.
Beautiful.
And you will always be powerful beings. This you must come to realize. And also, that you have brothers and sisters in the hollow of the planet and in the what is called the crust of the earth that are also your brothers and sisters. They are very concerned for your welfare.
Hmm.
And that is of a truth.
Beautiful, beautiful. What beautiful words of wisdom, Zora. Thank you so much for sharing that.
One final thing.
Yes.
Is that your world is hollow. It is not flat. It is not what is called concave. It is hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Just as all planets are. All planets are hollow. They have a central sun within them, and they all are peopled by civilizations inside of each planet.
Beautiful.
Not the surface. The surface of the worlds are domains of what is called the vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
Things of this nature. That is your park. What you would term your state parks,
right? State parks.
And the surface of your world would be your park to go and visit,
mm-hmm.
and to abide in. And soon the earth will be the same. The
wow.
people live inside the earth, but not on its surface.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I have to ask you this, Zora. I've always been curious. I've been down to Mount Shasta before, and I've seen these. and I've seen these beautiful clouds that are shaped in this circular, they call them lenticular cloud formations. Are inside the clouds, do you have ships going in and out of the clouds? Is that how they form?
The clouds are around the ships.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's what I thought.
So the ships are inside of the clouds.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And to understand the force fields that are around the ships cause the cloud formation.
Mm.
So when the force field is turned off, then they dissipate away. Many times they stay all day long in one spot.
Ah, yes, I've seen them.
They don't move. They stay in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
As clouds would continue to move, these stay in one position.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Over the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there are ships there. And you also have ships placated globally right now. They are already on your Earth.
Beautiful.
But they are cloaked.
Mm.
They are cloaked to the degree that you can not see them,
mm-hmm.
unless you were to accidentally walk up and walk into one.
Mm-hmm.
But you would find, you would feel an invisible barrier in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like a wall.
Mm-hmm.
But it would actually be the side of the vessel.
Interesting.
So you do have many healing vessels that are already have landed upon the earth, just waiting for the signal to decloak. And when the signal is given, the decloaking will commence.
Fascinating.
And when this happens, of course, you are going to notice this huge vessel in the middle of a wheat field or in the middle of a open area. And I wonder where it came from. Suddenly it was there. Mm-hmm. Well, it will be there because its purpose is to heal the planet.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
The people of the Arcturian people, the healers of the universe, these are their ships, and they are here to heal you.
Beautiful.
What I mean by this, people who have missing limbs, have deformed bodies, mm-hmm. from deformity of birth,
mm-hmm.
will suddenly be made whole.
Mm.
They will no longer have missing limbs. They will no longer have deformity.
Mm-hmm.
They will be as a normal being, having both appendages, or all four, and also to have normal development.
Mm-hmm. Do you think...
So, yes?
Pardon me for interrupting, sir, but I know the timelines are fluid and it could happen at any time. But
indeed.
Do you think it could happen within 5 years? 10 years?
Of course it can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And it will.
Okay.
I will tell you this. This year is the year of disclosure.
Beautiful.
So your government, present government now,
mm-hmm.
with Donald Trump,
right?
He is in there as in the position he is in to bring about certain events, certain awakenings, if you will.
Uh-huh.
But he is also only there for a short time.
Hmm.
He's not there to fulfill a full, what is called, a full year, a full 4 years.
Really?
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's not there for that purpose. He is there to bring about the announcement of disclosure.
Okay.
He will be there for the announcement of Nisara and Gesara. He will be there for the announcement of the extraterrestrial presence.
Mm-hmm.
and he is there for to bring about your blessing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Blessing meaning the GCR, Global Currency Reset.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Some term at the RV.
Interesting.
But anyway,
well, if let's say
this is coming about mm-hmm. as we speak.
Interesting.
It is coming about now, mm-hmm. and all you are waiting for to receive is what is termed as an 800 number to call in order to set up your appointments to go into exchange. This is all you're waiting for,
mm-hmm.
and this is all everyone is waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when it doesn't happen on a certain day, then people lose faith in it. They lose confidence in it.
Right.
They lose what is called they begin to blame one another. They begin to blame me. They begin to blame others that it did not occur.
Right.
So we are false. We are what is called an imposter, or we are what is called a bringer of misinformation.
Mm.
And that is not so. We bring forth the message given to us through Prime Creator
mm-hmm.
to give to you upon what we are given to give to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we are giving that without reservation.
Mm.
So, if you wish to blame me,
well,
feel free to do so.
I'm not going to blame you, Zora. No.
If you feel, if you wish to condemn me, then do so. But it is not going to change the way it is.
I have to ask you, don't mind me asking this question, Zora, but you said that Mr. Trump will be won't fulfill his 4 years. Let's say he's in office for 3 years. What happens after that?
Understand, you have a up and growing government known as the Republic.
Okay.
The Republic should have been in power from the beginning, and it should have stayed in power, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is coming about again. The Republic of your forefathers is coming back again. The Constitution, the full Constitution. Not the what is called not what would be termed as the amendments, but the original.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be your governments will be your United States governments, republic governments will be following that those statutes and nothing else. There no longer will be a federal government. There no longer will be a Illuminati. There will no longer be what is called powers of the darkness that will be upon the earth. The earth will be full of light. The government will be full of light. Your, what is called your republic will be full of light, not darkness. Darkness brings fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear brings what is called evil event, events to happen.
Right, like attracts like. So if you think negatively, that's what you'll bring on. That makes perfect sense. Oh, sure. Right.
It is the same with what would be termed as what is termed as witchcraft.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Termed as Druidism,
mm-hmm.
or what is termed as paganism.
Mm-hmm.
All of these have been stereotyped into one what is called Satanism.
Hmm.
And that is false.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to educate you peoples, ones who term themselves as Christians,
mm-hmm.
reality of what is termed as Satan.
Hmm.
The reality of Satan is not a reality. It is a thought form. Hmm. Nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
It is a what is called a thought form that was brought into existence by the church to control its parishioners or to control people with fear.
Mm-hmm.
and that is what the church did
mm-hmm.
in the ancient times
mm-hmm.
when Christianity became a church.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they used the term Satan in order to control, to keep people under control,
mm-hmm.
out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, witchcraft is the stewardship of the earth.
Mm.
It is not Satanism. It is not evil.
Mm.
Depends upon how you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Use it for the good, for the white, for the good, for the goodness, then it is white magic.
Mm-hmm.
If you wish to use it for the dark and use it to obtain certain things through the powers of black magic, then of course you can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was never meant to be used that way. It was only meant to be used as the stewardship of the earth, not for your benefit to your profit or whatever.
Interesting.
It was for the stewardship of the earth and the elements and what is termed Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
It is for them. It was not ever meant to be used as a practice to harm another.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Paganism, the same with that. It was not never meant to be used as an evil, what is called practice,
mm-hmm.
religion.
Mm.
Understand, there is not one religion that is right. They are all right.
Hmm.
To a degree.
Interesting. Interesting.
Muslim, what do you call it?
Muslim.
Or what is termed as Buddhism, or what is termed as Christianity, mm-hmm. or what is termed as Catholicism, or what is whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever religion it is all right.
Interesting.
Because it all goes and brings the worshipper to what is termed toward God.
Mm-hmm.
So it matters not if you're Presbyterian or whether you're Mormon or whether you're evangelical or whether you're full gospel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It is all the same.
Mm. Beautiful.
There is no division between you.
Sure.
You are all one.
Zora, pardon me for interrupting. I just wanted to let you know we've got about 2 minutes left. And for those who've just tuning in, this is Ted Marr with Out of This World Radio. I'm having a fascinating interview with Zora and Billy Faye Woodard from the Hollow Earth today. And they will both be at my conference in Olympia, Washington on March 10, 11, and 12. If you'd like to register for the conference, the website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. The first day is free on Friday the 10th and followed by the 11th and 12th. And if you have any questions, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or you can call me at 509-750-9793. Zora, what you've been saying is just fascinating, and what I really liked about what you said earlier is that we are all one, and we all are gods and goddesses within us.
Indeed.
And I've always thought that we are also very powerful spiritual beings as well.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, it matters not, and I'm saying this to everyone, mm-hmm. it matters not if you believe what I'm saying. What matters is that you realize your God power. Realize and learn how to use your God power. And there is a wonderful entity, what is called the One Who Knows, has a website. And go on there and order his book, How to Use Your God Power. That book will awaken you. It will nurture you. It will instruct you on how to use your God power. And go to the ZoraOfHollowEarth.com and go to the link for the ebook for the being known as Richard McKim, go on his site, order the book, read it, and you will see. This power is yours. It has always been yours.
Beautiful.
It will
Beautiful.
Always be yours.
Beautiful. Zora, I'm so sorry, my friend. We're running out of time here, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today.
Indeed.
I hope you have a beautiful day, Zora and Billy, and I'll look forward to seeing you in March at my conference. Take care, everyone. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
If we are still here, we will be there.
Wonderful.